Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, go. I will always have a life that to be part. Bittersweet relationships start from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me on the first episode of Guyometry. Yes, it's a little interesting spelling and pronunciation, but I typed it up in the chat if you are having trouble spelling it. But yes, it is called Guyometry, and Gaia relates to Mother Earth, and Guyometry is the study of Earth and all the things that make her beautiful and help us to live a beautiful life in this world. This is just a little first teaser episode. I want to get out there and get people interested so that way you can get the name, get everything understood, and then we can just take off wherever the world wants us to go. So what we would like to talk about here on this show are all the things that help the world spin, I guess you could say. So we'll be talking about a numerous amount of things. We'll be talking about astrology and how we are on Earth right now and how all the planets in our solar system affect us, including the sun, the biggest star, obviously, which I was definitely just outside basking in, doing a little lawn cleanup, and it was beautiful. Got some tan to the skin. Always a good thing. So we definitely will dive deep into astrology. I will be offering readings for people. So if you would like your astrological chart read for you, you can definitely come up on air. You can either call in or come in the chat room. And you can either put your, well, I'm going to need the information from you, your birthday, birthplace, and birth time. Time is very important because without it, we'll not be able to accurately give you information about yourself because according to an astrology chart, you have to know, it times out the latitude and longitude for you as well as the place and the time. So with knowing all that information, it gives us a better chart and it'll be easier for a chart analysis for yourself to figure out, you know, what makes you tick, why you do certain things, how you are, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a pretty cool process. Just thinking about how you don't have to know a person at all, and you can look at their chart and pretty much know almost everything about them. It's really wonderful, and it actually helped me a lot with being connected to other people, giving psychic readings and helping them to make better decisions in their own lives. I will be doing some mini readings. Now, I am a psychic, and I'm not like a hardcore medium, psychic medium, etc. I'm working on that, and I'm growing into it, but I'm doing the shows now, so that way the energy comes through much faster, and Actually, I have to tell you, through all the readings that I have given on my show, not once have I had a bad reading. So, and well, you know what? Let me take that back. I had a couple of bad shows and a bad couple of readings, but they always left my show, and they left off the air with a completed sense of knowing what they needed to know. So that is what I can offer you. I can fulfill whatever knowings that you need to figure out. I have many, many people always messaging me and asking for advice, et cetera, et cetera. So what I do is I work intuitively. I am a certified hypnotist. And so if you would also like hypnosis sessions, et cetera, I can definitely do that with you. We can do a little bit of a hypnosis session online on the air, but most of them should be in person. It's just a lot harder for the background noise to subside when it's over the phone or internet or anything. It's much better in person. So I will be traveling around and traveling to people to give them a little taste of hypnosis. And one of the better services that I do offer is I know there are a lot of people out there that are trying to be psychic and they want to be psychic and they're trying to open up the sense within them. Well, that's another part of Gaia. That's another part of Earth, is that there is this connection. There is this quote-unquote field or force field, you want to say, that helps us to connect to each other and to Earth herself. It's this big interweaved web of simply complex fine strings of really intense energy. And again, I'm still not all the way in it. I don't think you can ever be all the way in it. We're always learning more and more about it every single day. And we're creating it too. So when there's new stuff around, I'm definitely on board. Don't you worry. But I can open that up within you. So if anybody is interested in that, please definitely get a hold of me. I would love to help bring out your psychic sense. As part of my job that I feel that I must deliver is that a lot of communication is lost between words and texting and messages, etc., and not enough people are speaking and watching each other speak. So if we all had a psychic connection, if we could all read each other's feelings and thoughts, think of how much more honest the world would be. Think of how much pure and how much communication would not be lost. You still will get feelings, which is what we ultimately are here to interpret. But it won't be, you know, fighting because of loss of words or not knowing how to use words, because everybody knows, and I'm sure you can acknowledge the fact that some of us are with words than others. Some people can write better. Some people can read better. It doesn't matter. But if we lost that wall, if we took down that wall that really showed us, I'm sorry, I'm trying to focus. If we took down that wall, I think it would just make so much better states of either peacefulness or just, you know, not drama, even though a lot of the world revolves around drama. And sometimes drama is fun. But I'm sure they have that between crashing feelings and colliding things that just disrupts each energy within a person. I mean, I can still have an open, honest conversation with somebody, understanding what they're saying, but not... I'll still feel either salty or upset or whatever. But then the problem resides within myself and not the other person. So we will be doing lots of talking and learning about the world. Like I said, I do offer the hypnosis. If you would like the hypnosis to become psychic, you can give me an email. Shoot me an email at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. And if you would like to set up a personal advising appointment with me where we can do dream interpretation, psychic advice, and pretty much anything that you ask, I will be able to offer you. I have a very, very diverse multitude of skills that I can use to help you through any problem that you have, literally any problem. Hit me up on keen.com. You can either go to www.keen.com/thedreamteacher, TDT, those are the initials, or you can just call me and set up an appointment at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And my extension is 039-68444. And you can set up an appointment in advance, or if you catch me online, then I would be happy to help you and give you advice. Now, you may seem kind of skeptical because I am only 20 years old, but let me tell you, I am a very, very old soul. I've been here numerous amounts of times, and this is my time to teach others. I definitely have an enlightened state of mind that helps me to really see outside the box. I really can see the big picture. Sometimes I may not see it for myself, but that's okay. I'm still young and I'm still learning. And thank God I am in the Blog Talk community, because there are a lot of wonderful people here that truly do care about each other. And it's a great community to get involved in. I'll say this every show, I will say it. Every darn show, please get involved in the Blog Talk community. And please, please start your own show. I would love to come and support you, or be a guest on your show, anything. It's so worth it, I promise you. Even if you don't have anything to talk about, I started my own show. And I had no idea what I was going to do. And then it just kind of developed into itself. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. If you trust the world and what the world has to offer you, and trust that you're here for a reason, then it'll find its own way. And you'll see that everything falls into place perfectly. Now, again, I did say I would be doing the readings. We will be talking about astrology. Also, we'll be talking about each energy that the Earth has. The main energies, we have Earth, Air, Fire, and Water, the strong energies. We'll be talking a lot about that. And also, we will be discussing any events, huge cosmic events or earthly events that really shake our foundations. For example, we do have the year 2012 nearing the corner, and a lot of people are worried about it. A lot of people are excited. It's a really, really crazy feeling, and there's so many things that you can think. But what is the right one? Well, who knows? Honestly, who knows? And we're not going to know until it comes here. So we'll be talking about that. And, you know, if you really have any depressing feelings about it, or if you're worried, you're not going to be in the right place, etc., please come talk to me about it. And I will help enlighten you to the fact that it's really not going to be anything horrible or drastic like the movies play out. As long as you're living in love and following your heart. Even it may sound really super gay, but it's kind of actually very simple. We will learn many things. Like, for example, you will learn that the frequency and resonation of the thoughts of love and the feelings of love actually resonates at a higher frequency in the brain than the feelings and thoughts of fear, which is very cool. So hopefully, just learning that, you will learn something new and go about your day and open up your perspective to something completely different and wild. You know, it's amazing what you can see with a different perspective in life and being enlightened to certain things. So that is what I would like to share with you, an enlightening show called Gaiometry, which is the study of Earth and all of its beautiful wonders. So hopefully you've enjoyed this little teaser of Gaiometry, and your host, the Dream Teacher, will definitely be bringing you some more of this beautiful, beautiful topic, and hopefully it'll develop into an awesome subject that may even be taught around the world. Who knows? Depends on how well everybody feels. Thank you so much for listening. I very much appreciate it, and make sure you get into contact with me. I would love to start speaking with you. I know exactly who you are. I can read it from the future. Much love and light to you all. Thank you so much for coming.